our word is money. After he counted up all of his coins and bills, Aaron realized with joy that he had enough money to buy the game he wanted.
Money. M-O-N-E-Y. Money.
Families sit in the Dillingham Elementary School to watch the annual spelling bee. The scene echoes a familiar era, but this year the room looks slightly different. 10 elementary students sit over 6 feet apart wearing masks. They're the best spellers in their classes. Only 2 family members per contestant were allowed, and others watched via Zoom. First place went to fourth grader Chasen Savo.
What kind of things do you do to get ready for the spelling bee? Yeah? How did you practice?
With my mom.
Second place went to third grader Whitney Brown. She says she's in it to win it next year.
How does it feel to be second place?
Pretty good.
Yeah, you think you're going to do better next year?
Probably.
Nick Tweet is the school's director of climate and culture. He says the spelling bee set a precedent for the school to hold future events and bring back some of its traditions.
We've got some things coming up that we would love to get as much parent involvement and family involvement as possible. You know, we've got some traditions like a science fair, the hot dog run, and we're always looking for ways that we can, in these times, be creative.
Ahead of the school-wide bee, third through fifth graders held classroom spelling bees. The 10 students who placed highest were eligible to compete against the other grades. Tweet says the spelling bee is an opportunity for students to show off their hard work in a difficult year.
The end result is that magic when you're like, oh my gosh, can this kid spell this word? And like, you wind up cheering for every kid, which is ridiculous because we'd be here forever, but it's you want every kid to succeed.
The school gave trophies to champions in each of the grades and to first and second place winners. In Dillingham, I'm Brian Venois.